Today's shiur is Daf Kuf Chof Dalet. We're going to begin on Daf Kuf Chof Gimel on the base, approximately 6 lines from the wide lines. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Prishana Ya'imrim, Shlosha Kalim Nitolim B'Shabbos. Originally, only 3 kalim, 3 types of utensils will be allowed to be moved on Shabbos. Maktsoy Shad Vela, the knife used for cutting pressed figs. Zahuma Listerin Shalkadera, the ladle used for skimming the foam, the fat from top of a pot. Vesakin Ktana Shalgab Shulchan, and a small table knife. Hitiru Vechazer Hitiru Vechazer Hitiru. But then Chazal were permitted more muksa. Atcha Amar, until they said Kol Nekelim Nitolim B'Shabbos, all types of utensils may be moved on Shabbos, chutz min hamesa agodel, except for the large saw, the yosod shel machrisha, and the thing used for plowing, which we explained yesterday, is muksa machmas chasaron kis. So Tosfos immediately points out that when the Gemara says that originally all kalim were not allowed to be moved on Shabbos, except these 3 kalim, it can't mean exactly that. Because Tosfos says it can't be that pots and that plates and cups that are used to eat should have been ever muksa. So Tosfos says that cups and plates were never muksa. Anything that is used as a receptacle for food was never muksa. What happened was other things were muksa besides these 3 items, and then Chazal kept on adding more items, as we will learn in a moment. There's another important issue regarding halacha. Here the Gemara says that a zahuma shalisterin, that means a ladle used to skim off the fat from a soup, the foam, is not considered muksa. The question is, if somebody skims fat off a soup, is that considered boiler? Some Paiskin want to say it's not considered bayur, because that really is considered a food, so it's not considered psalus mitoich oichel. And one of the proofs they bring is the fact that it's not muksa, that the ladle used for it is not muksa, is the best proof that it isn't, that it's permitted. Others say that skimming the fat or the foam from top of a soup is bayur. The reason that this keli is not muksa is because what it was used for is strictly for moving the foam or the fat to the side, but not to be skimmed off, which would be bayur. Analyzes the Gemara de Braisa. What does it mean that they kept on adding? So Amar Abaye, hitirus davish melachta leheter. First, they said that something that's a melachta leheter is mutter to be moved letzarech gufay for its own use. Then they said they can be moved if they need the place. And then they said even something that's primarily used for something which is usur, we defined it yesterday, is letzarech gufay in, can we move letzarech gufay, not letzarech mekaymai. V'dayin b'yada achas in, only when can you move a utensil if it's something that can be moved with one hand. If it takes 2 hands, not. Atcha Amru, until they said, Kol Nitolim Nitolim B'Shabbos, all utensils may be moved in Shabbos, Vafilu B'Shtei Yadayim, even those that need 2 hands. Except, Muksa Machal Sarnkis. Amrei Rava, Michti, Hitiru K'tani. The Gemara says, the Braisa says, that they were Makel. They started allowing things to be moved. So the question is, Mali Tzarech Kufa, Mali Tzarech Mekoymai. How could you differentiate, asks Rava of Abaya, between the Het of Tzarech Mekoymai and the Het of Tzarech Mekufai? They both work together, and when it's Mutter, both are Mutter. Elam Rava, this was the history. Hitira Davish Melachta Leheter, Bein Letzarech Gufai, Bein Letzarech Mekoymai. First Chazal said that Davish Melachta Leheter is Mutter, Bein Letzarech Gufai, Bein Letzarech Mekoymai. The Chazri Tir Mecham Letzel. And then they said that a Dovah Shemlachta Laheta could even be moved Mecham Letzel. The Chazri Tir Dovah Shemlachta Lisser. And then they said a Dovah Shemlachta Lisser could be moved Letzar Gufay Letzar Mekaymai in. Strictly Tzar Gufay Mekaymai. Mecham Letzel Loi, but not Mecham Letzel. Vadayin. Furthermore, Ba'adam Echer In, only when is allowed to, only what utensils can be moved? Those that can be taken by one person. But if you need two people to carry it, they can't be moved. Then they said all utensils you could be taken on Shabbos are fil b'shnei bnei adam, even those that you need two people to carry, except for the muktzim machmas chsarim kish. Abaya asks the kasha to Rava from the Gemara that we learned from a Gemara that we quoted yesterday. It says in the Braisa Meducha, a mortar which is used to grind garlic. The halach is, im yesh bashum, if there's garlic left in it, and there's some pieces of garlic left in it, the halach is, matapen loisoi, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos, mimlav, but if not, ay matapen loisoi, it may not be moved. So says Abaye to Rava, I could explain that, you know what, that it can't be moved, because it can't be moved l'tzarech mekaymai, because Abaye holds that a kli shum lachdei le'isser could be move strictly l'tzarech gufay and not l'tzarech mekaymai, and this grinder is a kli shemalachta l'isser. But you, Rava, who don't differentiate between tzarech gufay and mekaymai, asks Abaye how you can explain this brisa. Answers Rava, very simple. Hacha b'may skinen mecham l'tzel, that you want to just move it from the sun to the shade. You just want to move it to get it out of you know the issue of being harmed, not letzar gufay mekaymai, and that's why it can't be moved. Asks Taisus that the answer that the Gemara that Rava gives is obvious. Didn't Abaye know that Rava agrees that you're not allowed to move something micham letzel? So Taisus says that Abaye wanted to see if Rava had a different answer versus just saying cham letzel. Or that Taisus asks another question. One, the Gemara say that this brisa goes according to Rabbi Nechemiah, who we said yesterday, and we're going to learn the Mishnah in Daf Kuf Chav Dalet, holds that you're not allowed to move something, that he's even more machmer, and he says he can never move a kli shemalach del iser. So he says, because Rava didn't want to, we don't want to say that something's going like Rabbi Nechemiah, if we don't have to, since the halacha is not like Rabbi Nechemiah. Eisvei asked the Gemara another question from a Mishnah that we quoted yesterday in Masech Tebeya. The Mishnah says in Masech Tebeya, Vishavin, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, Shem Kitzav al-Abasar, that if somebody already used this Ali, this is some sort of a pestle, to chop meat, so now I don't need it to chop meat on it, Shas l'tatla, you're not allowed to move it. So Abaye says again, I'm going to say that the Braisa says you can't move, it's a klishal machdalisr, and why can't you move it? Because you're not allowed to move it l'tzarech mekaymai. But you who hold that you can move a klishal machdalisr, even l'tzarech mekaymai, how will you explain this Braisa? Answers the Gemara again, says Rav again, hachanam mecham letzel, that it's being moved because only mecham letzel, which I agree is usur on Shabbos. And Tosfos points out that the Braisa says that lekatzav l'abasar, that you're allowed to move it while you're chopping meat on it. Says Tosfos, according to the halacha, you're allowed to move it even l'tzarek kufay mekaymai. So why are you saying just that when you're chopping meat on it, you're allowed to move it? So Tosfos answers, the reason the Braisa says it this way is that the Braisa wants to show us how machmer Beis Shammai is. That Beis Shammai is even machmer that when you're cutting meat on it, and it's yontif, and you would say maybe it's mutter to cut it because l'tzarech yontif, still Beis Shammai does not say that, and you're not allowed to cut it under those circumstances. Now, there are a few fundamental shailas in halacha that we need to discuss at this point. The halacha is, like Rava, kli shemalach de leheter is allowed to be carried L'tzar gufoy, l'tzar mekaymai, mecham l'tzeil, and kli shemalach del iser can be carried l'tzar gufoy mekaymai, but not mecham l'tzeil. Now the question is, a kli shemalach del heter could have been carried strictly Mechamel Tzeil, that means it has a purpose. You want to get it out of the sun, you want to get it out of the rain, or may it also be carried for no purpose at all. So the Ran says that from our Gemara it seems that it could only be carried Mechamel Tzeil. The Chazal really said Klish Melach Tlehet was Osir, but Mechamel Tzeil, they were Mekel. But for no reason, you can't move some a klish melach d'leheter, and that's exactly what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah paskens that way, that you can't move even a klish melach d'leheter for no reason. But the Mishnah Berurah refers to a Tosfos that we quoted earlier, quotes a Shilta Gebayrim and other Mefarshim that say this. Tosfos at the which we mentioned at the beginning of the Shir said that plates, cups, were never included in this discussion. There was never an issue of muks on these cups. Therefore, quotes the Mishnah Berurah Adaya, that cups and plates can be moved even shaloi letzarech at all, for no purpose at all, even if it's not mecham letzael. Why? Because they're not in the discussion of muksa. Other paiskim, the Chai Adam, say that once Chazal said that a kli shemlach leheter can only be moved Micham Letzel, they meant everything can only be moved Micham Letzel, even cups and plates. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, even if you're going to hold like the Chaya Adam, that you can only move that anything can be moved only the Tzairich, but let's say you're moving something because that's your enjoyment, not that there's a need, but you would like to move it around, maybe because you're nervous or whatever, that would also be considered already a Tzairich, and you can move it for that reason. Now there's another question. We said that a Keli Shemlach del Isser can be moved with Tzairich Gufoy Mekayman. Now there's a question that is asked in the yeshivas. How do we look at this heter? Is pshat that a kli shemlach del iser is muksa, but Chazal said that even though it's muksa, I'm allowed to move it micham letzar gufay mekaymai, or is pshat that a kli shemlach del iser is not muksa? Just Chazal said that even though it's not muksa, we only want you to move it letzar gufay mekaymai. So when you hear me say this question, you're thinking to yourself, what's the difference? In the halach, it's the same. But there is a difference. There's a concept in muksa, which we spoke many times about, of a basis l'davar asur, something which is a base to thing which is muksa. So if we're going to say that keli shemlach del iser is really muksa, it just has a heter, l'tzorich gufay mekaymai, so if something is a basis to a keli shemlach del iser, it will also be muksa. If, on the other hand, we're going to say that Keli Shemlach Del Issa is really not Muksa, just it has certain restrictions, so then the halacha would be that something that's a base to it would not be considered a Basis L'Davar Asur and would not be Muksa. Now, perhaps we could say that this question is really a Machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam, when he brings down the halacha of Muksa, says there are three reasons for muksa. He says one reason is Chazal did not want that you should carry in Shabbos the same way that you carry during the week, and therefore Shabbos will turn into a weekday. Specifically, the Rambam says another reason, for somebody who doesn't work, so how will I see that Shabbos is different from him for him than during the week? So he said muksa. And the Rambam says another reason, because if you're going to carry certain items, you may come to do melacha with them. Specifically, that would be by klish melach del iser. The Ravid says the reason for muksa is because of oitzah. Because if we're going to let you carry, the more we allow you to carry, the more likely it'll come to move things, the more likely it may chas v'sham come to carry something. Now, truth is, the Rambam is a difficult Rambam to understand, because we're going to learn a Gemara Mitzvah hopefully today on Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Beis that says explicitly that the reason for Muksa is total is because of carrying. So where's the Rambam adding all these reasoning? Perhaps the Ravid is going to learn that Muksa is also because of carrying, and Chazal said a Kli Shemlach Del Iser, we're not going to make that Gzeira on because I need a Letzar Kufa Mekaymai. So the Ravid is going to learn that a kli shemlach del iser is not muksa. The Rambam, of course, agrees with what the Gemara says. The Gemara says total is because vaytzah. But then the Rambam says, if that's the whole reason, then the Ravid is right. The muksa, that kli shemlach del iser, is not really muksa. It just has restrictions, but it's not muksa. So as the Rambam, the reason is another reason for muksa. That because we're going to carry something, you may come to use it. And that's why Chazal said it's muksa, because Chazal wanted us to say, to teach us, the Rambam wanted to teach us that a kli shemlach del iser remains muksa, it just has a heter of a tzarech gufo imakoymai. Perhaps another nafkamina la'alocha between these two approaches to kli shemlach del iser is what the Mishnah Berurah discusses, halacha, very relevant halacha. He says like this, if somebody needs a utensil on Shabbos, l'tzarech gufay, and he could use a kli shemlach del heter, or he could use a kli shemlach del iser, which one should he use? Says the Mishnah Berurah, he should use the kli shemlach del heter. Only time you could use the kli shemlach del iser is if you have no choice. What's the Mishnah Berurah saying? He's saying that kli shemlach del iser remains muksa. There's a heter, l'tzarech gufay mekaymai, but we don't want to rely on the heter if we don't have to. Other paiskim hold that no, kli shemlach del heter and kli shemlach del iser are equal, and you could use either. Why? Because according to them, a kli shemlach del iser lost its muksa status. Amar Rav Chanina, b'mei nechan nekalya nishna mishna zu. When was this mishnah that said that this whole concept of muksa taught? In the times of Nechemya Mekalya. The Ksiv, it says a pasuk in Nechemya, b'yom meheir isi b'yehuda, I saw in Yehuda dorchim gitos b'shabbos. People were pressing wine vats on Shabbos on Via Marimus and bringing heaps from the field. So Shabbos was very lax. And because Shabbos was very lax, Nechemya had to institute muksa. Ask the Ritva, if so, if this gzeira of muksa is from Nechemya's time, so how could, and then they were hetiru, because of hetiru, they were makel, as we just explained, so how could it then be, how could they be makel? We know there's a rule, ein bezdin yochel vatel divrei bezdin chaveroi, a later bezdin cannot abolish what an earlier bezdin said, elam kein golem mena b'chochem minyan, unless it's greater, so which doesn't ever exist. So how would they matter? So the Ritva says that when Nechemya instituted muksa, the rule of muksa with all of his extreme restrictions, he said this is only in my times where I feel this is needed. Of course, in later times, if Chazal will see that we don't have to be so strict, we could be more lenient. And that's what it says, Bimei Nechemya Nishnas Mishnazu. It was only for Bimei, for his times, later times, it could be somewhat relaxed. Nechemya said, if Chazal will see, that could be done. Ask the Chassam Sofer, how can we say that Muksa is an invention of Nechemya? Muksa, we know, was in the time of David and Shlomo, because we learned the Gemara that said that David HaMelech died on Shabbos, and Shlomo did not know if he may be moved. And they told him he could move to Kikar HaTinik. But if we're saying that Muksa was only instituted by Nechemya, Shlomo and David were much earlier. So some Sofer answers that, of course, Muksa existed previously. But what kind of Muksa? Muksa on machmas gufoy, not something which is a keli, which is utensil. What Nechemya was mechadish, what Nechemya instituted was that even a keli, even a utensil, can be muksa. Says the Gemara, Amar Beleza, kinen umaklois glustrum medocha. We're going to learn mishnayis and braises about tubes and sticks and a knob and a mortar. Kulam koidim hataras kelim shenishnu. We're all taught before this braisa, before muksa became more kuladik. Explains the Gemara. Kinen. What do I mean by tubes? We know that in the Beis Hamikdash there was a shulchan. The Beis Hamikdash in the Mishkan there was a shulchan in which they put 12 lechem upon him. The way it worked was like this. The lechem upon him was put into two rows of six. They were changed every Shabbos. They were put in tubes. The bottom bread, the bottom lechem, was put on the shulchan, and then there were tubes which were stacked one above the other to put the lechem upon him into them. says the Mishnah, Masechta Menachos, Loisida Konim, not putting the lechem upon him into the tubes, Veloini Tilosim, nor removing them from their tubes, Doichas HaShabbos, which means that they, even though the lechem upon him was changed every Shabbos, they were already taken out of the tubes on Friday, and on Shabbos, when the new lechem upon him was put in, they just put them in without the tubes. They only put them into the tubes on Matzah Shabbos. Makleis. What's the Makleis? The Tanan. We know that the Karban Pesach was shechted in Erev Pesach. There were a tremendous amount of animals shechted on that day. After they shecht the animal, they have to skin it. So the halacha is, they used to have hooks in the Beis HaMikdash where they used to put up the animals to be skinned. But on Erev Pesach, when there were so many animals to skin, says the Mishnah Masechet Pesachim, Maklis Dakin Chalokim HaYisham, they were smooth sticks, Umnichai Akesav Akesach Averi, people would put the animal, put the stick on one person's shoulder and the other person's shoulder, hang the animal on that stick, V'tolim Afshitoin, and like that, skin it. If Erev Pesach comes out on Friday, that on Shabbos, that even though you're allowed to shech the Karban Pesach under those circumstances, the halacha is meniach yod al kesach averoi, the way they should hang the animals by one person putting his hand on his friend's shoulder, v'yad chaveroi k'seifoi, the Talmud Maf should hang the animal that way and skin it, but don't put it on the sticks. Now Tosfos points out, so don't we have a rule that ain't shvus b'mikdash, that there are no drabonims in Beis HaMikdash, and Muk says a drabonim. So Tosfos says that klal of ain't shvus b'mikdash is not an absolute rule. Sometimes Chazal saw the need to keep Muk in effect even the Beis HaMikdash. Glustra, what is the knob? The Tanan. Naga shesh b'reshi glustra, a bolt that has a knob on its end, which the bolt could also be used to chop garlic. He could drag it from this door and hang it on another door in Shabbos. It's like all other utensils, and can be moved in the usual manner. So you see, Rabbi Shua says he can't move it because it's muksa, even though it's a klishim lachtel esalat tzarech gufay. Beducha, and the case of the grinding the garlic chopper, Hadamar, which we mentioned a few times, that we said cannot be moved. So we see that even though we have here Kli Shemlachta Le'issers, or Chazal said that you can't move it. It must be before the Heter. Amar Rabba, so Rabba says, Mamai, we don't have to explain this Mishnayos this way. Really, I'll tell you that these Mishnayos and Brais were taught even after the Heter of moving kalim. Konim tamamai. Why did they put the bread, the lechem upon him, into these tubes? B'shem diapushi. If you'll have one bread on top of the other, it'll become moldy. B'hai porta lemi apish. By leaving it for a little amount of time from Shabbos morning to Motzei Shabbos, not in the tubes, or from Friday afternoon till Shabbos morning, it won't get moldy, and there's no need to have to put them into the tubes. Makleis, the same with the sticks. There's no reason to use the sticks because efshikar belezer. You could always do what your belezer said, do it without, by putting one person's hand on the next, and don't use the sticks. Says the Mishnah Berurah that this Gemara is a raya to his psak, which we just quoted. The Mishnah Berurah says like this: here we have a keli that you have a mutar diga use for. What's the mitzvah to use? To skin an animal on Shabbos. So for this Shabbos, it's a keli shemlachta leheter. Still, Chazal said, if you have a way of not using it, don't use it. So he says, certainly a keli shemlachta leisser, which is muksa, certainly if you don't have to use it, if you don't have, even if it's the tzarech kufa mekaymai, if you could avoid it, try to avoid it. Says the Tzais HaShulchan, that the Mishnah Berurah's point is not necessarily correct. Why? He says like this: In a case where you have a choice of using a keli shemlachta leheter or keli shemlachta leiser, you have a keli. You have to use a keli. You have no way of avoiding it. So now the question is, should you use the keli shemlachta leheter or the keli shemlachta leiser? Says the Tzoyis HaShulchan, perhaps it doesn't make a difference. Use whichever one you want. But here, we could avoid using any keli, because we could just use our hands. In such a case, and perhaps only in such a case, is the halacha, don't use anything. Gulostra, the question regarding the bolt with the knob, says the Gemara, has nothing to do with Muksa. Rather, says the Gemara, it has to do with Reb Yanai. The Omar, Reb Yanai. We're talking about that they did not make an error between their apartments to the chatzar, which we explained many times. To be able to carry from your house to the chatzar, you need to make an error, because the chatzar is a more public area, even though it's Rishus HaYochid, than your house. Rabbi Shua holds that the bolt that's in the door is Toicha Pesach Lefnim Dami. It's like in the house. So you can't carry in a normal way from the house to the chatzar without an error. Because we come atat from one of the batim mechatzah, you're carrying something from the house to the chatzah. Rav Tarfon saw the toicha pesach lechutz dami. Rav Tarfon, on the other hand, holds that the doorway is considered like in the air, like already in the chatzah, and you're carrying in the chatzah. And one of the chatzah, bechatzah come atat, you're carrying something that belongs in the chatzah, in the chatzah. Meducha, the case of the grinder, as we said yesterday, that's going to be going according to Reb Nechemya, that Reb Nechemya was, of course, very strict in moving kalim, as we're going to learn in the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Kol HaKelim Nitolim L'Tzarech Shaloi L'Tzarech. All utensils, we're going to explain this all in the Gemara Mitzvah Shem, can be moved when you need it or not. Nechem Yoimah, Ein Nitolim L'Tzarech. They can only be moved when needed. Ask the Gemara, Mai L'Tzarech, Mai Shaloi L'Tzarech. Obviously, and this is the way the Mepharshim explained the Gemara, it must be that the definition of Letzarech or Shloi Letzarech is not the simple definition. Because with the simple definition, the Mishnah should have said, Kol HaKelim Nitolim Shloi Letzarech, they can be moved even without need. And I'll understand if they can be moved without need, they certainly can be moved Letzarech with a need. So there must be a deeper pshat in the Mishnah. So it's Rabbah. So we have a Machloikis, Rabbah and Rava. I'm a Rabbah. Rabbah explains the Mishnah like this. Letzarech, when the Mishnah said it can be moved Letzarech, it's referring to Dovah Shalmakta Leheter. Something, a keli which is used for permitted work. And it says letzarech gufay. Letzarech means it can be moved letzarech gufay. Shloi letzarech means dovish l'machta leheter can be moved letzarech mekaymai. The dovish l'machta leheter, what's going to be the halacha by dovish l'machta leheter? The Tanakhama is going to hold, says Rabbah, that can only be moved letzarech gufay in letzarech mekaymai loy. Could only move letzarech gufay, not letzarech mekaymai. Vosrim nechemiyu lemeimer that afilu davish l'machta leheter. Even if davish l'machta leheter could only be moved letzarech gufay in letzarech mekaymai loy. Amalei Rava. So Rava says, no, I don't agree with you, because you're defining, says Rava, shloi letzarech to mean tzarech mekaymai. Asks Rava, letzarech mekaymai shloi letzarech krislei. You could define the word shloi letzarech meaning letzarech mekaymai. Elam Rava, letzarech means davish l'machta leheter, and the halacha will be that davish l'machta leheter will be muta ben letzarech kufa ben letzarech mekaymai. Shloi letzarech is going to teach us that you can move a davish l'machta leheter afilu mecham letzel just to get it out of the sun. But davish l'machta leheter. And the davish l'machta leheter, letzarech gufay letzarech mekaymai in, may be moved. However, mecham letzel can't be moved. Vashem Nechemya l'meimer, Reb Nechemya says that a field davish l'machta leheter, even something l'machta leheter, letzarech gufay mekaymai in, may be moved, mecham letzel loy. And Reb Nechemya, as we know, it says later in the Masechta, actually holds that a keli could only be moved for its designated use. The halacha, before we go into the Gemara, is like Rava, according to Rabbanan. Davish l'machta leheter letzarech gufay mekaymai mecham miletzel. Davish l'machta leheter letzarech gufay mekaymai not mecham miletzel. Yosef Rav Safar of Acha Bar Huna Rav Huna Bar Chanina. All these Amoraim were sitting. Yosef Kamer, and they asked the following question: L'Rabba leaves Rav Nechemya. According to Rabba, according to Rav Nechemya, Hani Kara Seichem Tatalinan. How can we move bowls off the table on Shabbos after the meal? There are keli shemalach to leheter. Yes, but that you're moving it off Letzarch Mekoyma, because you need a table. And Rav Nechemya says that according to Rabbi's explanation, that even a Dovah Shemach de Leheter could only be moved Letzarch Gufoy, not Letzarch Mekoyma. Amalei Rav Safra, so Rav Safra said to him, Midah Dehava Graf Sharei. Just like we learned that something which is used for waste, that's Mias, can be moved, that's why you can move the plate off the table. Same kind of discussion. Amalei Abai L'Rava, Lamar Aliver of the Nechemya. According to Rabbah's explanation of Nechemya, Hanikaris, Heichem Tatalin and Lu, how can we move bowls on the table after the meal? Amalei Rav Safran Chavrin Tergma, our colleague Rav Safran explained it, like we just said, Midah Dehava Graf Sharei. Now, the Rajva makes a very important point learning from this Gemara. He says, yes, Rav Nechemya says that I'm allowed to carry off the dirty plate from the table because it's a graf sharei. Tzarech Mekayma is not a heter, according to Rav Nechemya. I'm taking it off the Tzarech Mekayma. But says the Rajva, good, I'm taking it off the table, but I should have to put it down in the first place that I can. I shouldn't be able to take it all the way to the kitchen or to wherever I want. I just have to get it off the table because it's a graf sharei. Says the Rajba, from here we see that when Chazal allowed us to move muksa, they did not require us to drop it immediately. Rather, once a person is holding muksa item in his hand, he has permission to continue carrying it to wherever he wants. The Magen Avraham takes this even a step further. Not only, says the Magen Avraham, in a case where you were allowed to carry the muksa, may you carry it further, but even if a muksa item was mistakenly lifted, you had no right to carry it, once you picked it up, you don't have to put it down immediately, he could carry it wherever he wants to. The Gra disagrees, and he says that if the muksa was picked up at a heter, then the Rajba's right, you could take it to wherever you want. But in a case where you'd had no right to pick up the muksa, you have to drop it immediately. The Magen Avraham also says that the heter of carrying muksa once it's in your hand all the way is not limited only to Kli Shemalach Delisser and will even apply to muksa makal skufay. Let's say money. Let's say you found money in your pocket, says the, and you're walking, you could continue walking to drop it where you want. Well, Devin Oizer disagrees. He says, again, only by Kalish Malach Delisser was this heter said, not by Muksa Makam Skufay. Now the Prima Gadim says even a bigger chiddush. He says that once a person is holding muksa, not only is he permitted to continue to hold it, he's even permitted to pass it from one hand to another. And he says, moreover, the muksa can be passed from one person to another. The Tosfos Shabbos disagrees with the Prima Gadim, and he says you can't push the muksa from one hand to another, and certainly give it from one person to the next. Eisvei Abai L'Rava, so now Abai asks Rava. Meducha, we spoke about this garlic grinder, Im Yesh Beishom, if it's the last pieces of garlic in it, Metatlan Laisai, they can be moved. V'mlav Ein Metatlan, so you can't be moved. Now, according to Rava, that says, you can move a Kli Shemach Delis, Letzarech, Gufa Mekoymai, why can't they be moved? Says Rava, Hachem my skin, that you want to move a Mecham Letzel. Mecham Letzel, I agree, a Kli Shemach Delis, it can't be moved. Eisvei, so another question. Asked Rava. We learned the Mishnah Masechta Bei, Veshavim, Shem Kitzav V'la Basar, that you have this Ali that was used to chop meat on it, Shasl Tatloi, and it seems, Rava says, Letzarech, Gufa Mekoymai, you can move a Kli Shemach Delis, sir. And says the Gemara again, Hachanam is talking that you're moving it Mecham Letzel, which Rav agrees is awesome. Ask the Gemara of Adatnan, we learned the Mishnah, Mesech Tebeya. Ain't Soimchus Gedeir Bebekas. You're not allowed to take a piece of wood on Yontif to use to support your pot if it's shaky. Vechem Bedal is the same on a door. Ask the Gemara for Bekas to be Yontif, Dovish Melech Teleta here. A piece of wood on Yontif is a Kelish Melech Teleta because you're allowed to use wood on fire to make for fire on Yontif. Amma, and still was saying that you're not allowed to move it. Don't we see from this Mishnah, asked the Gemara, the Dovah Shemlach Teleheter, Bein Letzarech Mekoymai, Bein Letzarech Goymai, also you're not allowed to move it under any circumstances, because here you want to move it Letzarech Gufay, and yet the Mishnah is saying that it's Aser. answers the Gemara, Hasam Maitama. You know why it's also over there? Kim the Shabbos Dovish Melachta Lesehu. On Shabbos, a piece of wood is Dovish Melachta Lesehu because you're not allowed to light a fire. So it's Muksa. So we make Exeru Yontav at the Shabbos. Chazal said that Yontav, it's also Asa. Vichitaymo, I'll say, Shabbos Gufa Tishtari. Why are you saying it's Muksa on Shabbos? It's a Dovish Melachta Lesehu. And we know Rav says Latzar Gufa Latzar Mekaymai. Even a Dovish Melachta Lesehu show you a lot of move. Answers the Gemara. Hani Mili. When did we say Kulis on a Kli Shemelachta Lesehu? That's Dafka Hechadik Ataris Kaliyov. When it's classified as a utensil. So there we say the Heter of Tzar Gufa Mekaymai. But hecha, like in our case, the leketer is clear love, it's just a piece of wood, it's not a utensil. There were no atayim said, and it can't be moved on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Migas Rinan, did Chazal make Xera on Yontav because of Shabbos? But not. It says in Mishnah, Mishil and Peir is derech aruba b'yontav. You're allowed to lower produce through a skylar on Yontav, avaloi b'Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. So you see that we differentiate between Shabbos and Yontif. Ask the Gemara on the other hand, Miloy Gazrinan. I'll prove to you that we don't differentiate. Because it says another Mishnah, Masechta Beya, Ein Ben Yontif LeShabbos. There is no difference between Yontif and Shabbos. El Oichel Nefesh Bavad. Only things that regarding food preparation. Otherwise, Yontif and Shabbos are the same. Doesn't that Mishnah indicate that we do make Xero Yontif because of Shabbos? I'm Rav Yosef. So I'll answer everything. Loi kasha. Ha Rav Elezer, Rav Yeshua. I'll say that this is a machloikis, Rav Elezer and Rav Yeshua. The Tanya. We know that on Yontif, we're allowed to shecht an animal. We also know there's a din, it's a pasuk in the Torah, Oysev es benoi lo yisishchatu b'yoy mechad. Now it is shecht on one day a mother and its child. So it says in Braisa, Oysev es benoi shenof labar. An animal and its child fell into a pit on Yontif. Rav Elezer, Malas Rishon Amnasa Shechtoi. Take out one animal with the intent to shecht it, b'shechtoi and shecht it. But now the second animal can't be shechted today because it's oisves benoi, so it becomes muksa. V'sheni loy oisle panasa b'kaimai. So what you should do with the other animal is throw food down into the pit, v'shvush lo yomus, but you can't pick up the animal because it's muksa, because you can't shecht this animal. V'shuayma, you should do a subterfuge. Take up the first animal in order to shecht it, but then decide not to shecht it. Or then decide, you know what, I maybe want to shecht the second one. And then, then you can shecht whichever you want. So you see, Rebbe Yeshua is mekel on Yontif. So just like he's mekel over there, he'll also be mekel that we don't make Xera Yontif because of Shabbos. Rebbe Lezer, who's machmer over there, will also be machmer that we make Xera Yontif because of Shabbos. Says the Gemara Mamai. That's not necessarily correct. Dilma, at kindly come Rebbe Lezer Hossam. You know why Rebbe Lezer is machmer over there? The actual fairness, because you have a legitimate way of doing it, because you could give the animal to eat by throwing food down into the pit. If there wouldn't be any other option, loy, he maybe would be mekel. Inami, on the other hand, at kanli kam Rabbi Shua Hassam, you know why Rabbi Shua is mekel there? Dasheba haroma, there's a legitimate subterfuge. Aval hecha de loyef sheba haroma, where there is no such legitimate subterfuge, loy, he would be machmer, and he would make exer yontava because of Shabbos. Elo, Amra Papa, how do I reconcile the two Mishnayos? One Mishnah seems to say that we do make Xera Yontav because of Shabbos. One says we don't. Loi kasha. Habe Shammai, Habe Silil. Be Shammai will hold we do make Xera. Be Silil says we don't. The Tanan, Be Shammai Omrim, Be Shammai says, Emet Sin, Esakot Mesalulu Vesasevet Torah. You're not allowed to carry on Yontav a child for Mila, a Lulav, or Sevet Torah, Lashus Rabin. Because Beis Shammai says, the only time you're allowed to carry something on Yontif is Litzorich Oichel Nefesh, for food preparation. This is not for food preparation. Beis Hillel Matirim. Beis Hillel say you could carry, they say, once we're allowed to carry something for food preparation, even allowed to carry it for other purposes. There's Machloikis Rishonim, how far Beis Hillel is Mekel. Some Rishonim say that from this Mishnah we see that we're only talking about carrying items the Tzorich Mitzvah. That's the only time you could carry something. Otherwise, you may not. Others say the Beis Hillel are Mekel and all carrying where there's a purpose, which is the way we paskin. So we see that Beis Shammai is Machmer. So we say just like he's Machmer the carrying, he'll also be Machmer that we make Gzeira Yontif because of Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Aim the Shamlei Beis Shammai. When do we see that Beis Shammai is Machmer? By Hitzor, by carrying. But here we're talking about Tiltel, by carrying, moving Muksa, Mishamglu. Where do we see that Beis Shammai is Machmer in that? Says the Gemara, the tilt of gufa la mishmetzahu, and why is muksa also? So I explained before, the whole concept of muksa is because of carrying. So we see that muksa travels with carrying. If Beis Shammai is machmer by carrying, he's going to be machmer by muksa. And I'll say that something that's muksa on Shabbos is also going to be muksa on Yontif. Ask the Isha Yisrael. So if so, we know from many places in Shas that you could shech the behemah on Yontif. Why? Because it's Eichel Nefesh. Now yesterday we learned that a chalif, a shoichet's knife, is muksa. It's muksa macham schsorin kiss. If Beis Shammai says that that whatever is muksa on Shabbos is muksa on Yontif, how could you have a shech on Yontif? Isn't it a muksa item? So the Isha Yisrael answers like this. When did Chazal, according to Beis Shammai, make Gzeira Shabbos, Yontif because of Shabbos, on something that is a pe'ula, something that you're allowed to do on Shabbos? Let's use the example the Gemara gave. The Gemara gave an example of the piece of wood to hold up the oven. So on Shabbos you're allowed to support a pot. So that's why if you can't do it on Shabbos because it's muksa, you can't do it on Yontif. But shechita is also on Shabbos. So nobody can confuse Yontif with Shabbos, and there Beis Shammai will agree that we don't make Gzeira Yontif because of Shabbos. Continues the Gemara. Rav Sovel Ahad Rava. Rav also agrees with Rava. Amar Rav, Mar Shlo Yiganov. Somebody can move in Shavu because it should not be stolen. Zel Tutl Shlo Yiganov. You're not going to move it because Zel Tutl Shlo Yiganov for Osir. So what's Rav saying? Tamish lo yigonav. You know why you're not allowed to move a shovel, which is a klish malach deleser? Because your only purpose is to avoid it from getting stolen. Avol letzar gufay letzar mekaymai. If your purpose would be letzar gufay mekaymai, mutter, you would be allowed to move it. Eini asked the Gemara, Rav Kahana ikul bei Rav. Rav Kahana came to Rav's home. Vomer, I see li shusul kahana, bring the trap for kahana, leisavla, to sit on it. Lav lememra. The Davish Malach Talisser, Letzar Gufay, this was the Davish Malach Talisser, was a trap, and he was saying, Dafka, because Letzar Gufay, it could be moved. Letzar Mekaymai Loi, and Rava said, not like Rava, that even Letzar Mekaymai, a Davish Malach Talisser, may be moved. Says the Gemara, this is what happened. Hach Amrulu, Shkulish Shus Mekam Kahana, take the trap away from before Kahana. What he really wanted to say was, I want to make place for him and move the trap, which is a klish malach delisa, out of the way. So here we see just the opposite, that a klish malach delisa can be moved with tzarech mekaymai. Vibay sahim, another answer, has mecham letzel haver. The trap was being moved from the sun to the shade. That's why Rav had to say that he needed to use the trap as a seat to preclude anybody from thinking that you're allowed to move it for its own protection. Says the Gemara, Ramari ben Mar Achol, havlayhu beisudusu b'shemsha. He had pillows in the sun, and they were getting ruined. Also, come in the Rava. Amalu malat atalim. May I move it? Amalei shari. He said, "You're allowed to," because Rava says that klish machtel hetti. You're allowed to move micham letzel. Isle chrinus. Ramar said, "I have others. I have other pillows at home." So Rava told him chazal orchim. Like the Rishonim explained, according to Rava, could have been moved no matter what. But he's saying, even if you're going to be machmer, here you can move it because they can be used for the guest. So he said, Isli Namalokma, I have plenty of pillows I could give to the guest. Galisa Datuch, you're showing that Karabas Firlok, that you hold like Rava. Therefore, Lakula Al Mashari, everybody can move pillows, Micham Letzel, but Lididoch, also you can't. like the Mefarshim explained, Shavya Nafshe Chetichah de Sura. Even though the halacha is like Rova, but a person, he was being Machmer and he has the right to. Omrav Abba, Omrav Chibar Ashi, Omrav. Mechbedish Shamilsa, brooms made out of cloth, mutl tatlum Shabbos, can be moved in Shabbos, because they're keli shemlach de leheter, because these brooms were used to clear off the table. Aval shetamarim, brooms made out of palm leaves, loy, can't be moved, because they're keli shemlach de leiser, because they were not allowed to sweep the floor, it was a shvuyah gumas. If loz oimer afshel tamarim, you're even allowed to move the brooms made out of palm leaves. Ask the Gemara, b'mayiskinen, why are we moving this broom made out of palm leaves? If it's being moved, ask them about how. Their Rav says you're not allowed to move it. We just finished saying the Rav agrees with Rava that you're allowed to move it. It says the Gemara, it was being moved, and that's why it's awesome. Ask the Gemara, if it's Mechamel Tzeil, the whole Emir of Eleza, Afshel Tamar can be moved. Doesn't everybody agree that a Kli Shel Melach De L'Isser may not be moved Mechamel Tzeil? Says the Gemara, what happened was Lo'oil Mechamel Tzeil. But instead of saying that Rebbe Lezer is Mekel, Eim V'Cheinom Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer agrees that such a broom cannot be moved because a Kli Shel Melach De L'Isser cannot be moved Letzayruch Gufoy U'Mekoymeh.